This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. One race for Congress remains too close to call in Colorado. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch have traded the lead since election night. Boebert is now slightly ahead. The Congresswoman was expected to win the rural district easily, and many of Colorado's political observers consider it the surprise of Tuesday's midterm. Meanwhile, north of Denver, Democrat Yadira Caravillo has won a close race against Republican Barbara Kirkmeyer for Colorado's new 8th district. Caravillo will be the first Latina to represent Colorado in Congress. An equity group from Washington State is hoping to expand on data from district attorneys in Colorado that highlight how prosecutors handle cases. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley has more.
Prosecutors representing more than half the state's population recently released new data that showed racial biases in how they offer plea deals, who gets probation, and other disparities. Prison reform advocate Anthony Powers visited students at the University of Denver to discuss a similar program that he founded. It's called the American Equity and Justice Group, and their data goes a bit further than what DAs unveiled here. The public can click on any judge's name and see how sentencing is handled based on race, gender, and other factors. The group would need at least $700,000 to launch the website here. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts Off Center has extended the world premiere of David Byrne's Theater of the Mind through January 22nd. The exhibition turns a 15,000 square foot historic warehouse at York Street Yards in Denver's Clayton neighborhood into an immersive journey. This is CPR News and KRCC.